Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dan Line Tuesday, I did share a picture of Betty White. Tasteful picture of Betty White. Their butt hanging out from Mr. Skin on Dan Line Tuesday at TNT Radio Empire. Mr. Skin's going to phone later on this morning also. Chief fan Nick Allen.
When did Lil Wayne become a Packer fan?
Hey, he hasn't been for a while.
Has he?
Yeah. He's popped up over the years here.
Among the top 10 downloads on iTunes this week.
He'll get pardoned today, probably.
Number 9 was Lil Wayne with Green and Yellow, the Packers theme.
Yeah, he put that out like this just this last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, last week, really?
Yeah.
So it isn't a classic rendition of an old Packers. That's his?
Yeah.
And his alone?
It's a Lil Wayne original.
Nothing to do with the Packers, but that's got to suck.
Oh,
I'm sure it does.
It's Lil Wayne, for God's sakes.
And it's about the Packers.
Well, that makes it worse, but I'm just saying it could be about any team. It's going to be Lil Wayne's going to suck. You know. What up, Craig?
Well, you made a mention of it.
What'd I say?
Lil Wayne.
Oh.
Maybe pardon today.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's I'm awaiting mine.
Today is pardon day.
I'm going to give people some ammunition when he announces all these pardons. You'll see from a lot of your friends, everybody does it. Yeah, everybody does pardon people. There was like 1,000 something that Obama did. Majority by most were low-level drug offenders that he let out. Trump was going to pardon actual criminals in his administration. That's what he's going
to
do.
Yeah, don't you have to be one of his buddies?
Apparently there's a pay-for-play right now happening. You know,
well, one newspaper reporting the search for a pardon from Trump involves a lot of cash. The New York Times says a former Trump campaign advisor got $50,000 so they can help a former CIA officer possibly get a pardon. John Kirikou was convicted of revealing classified information. The advisor also set to get an additional $50,000 should Trump follow through with the pardon. Meanwhile, the Times also reports that Trump's former personal attorney, John Dowd, is pushing himself as a person who could get pardons for those convicted of crimes.
Oh, he's trying to make some money on the side, I
guess. Yeah.
They're trying to talk him out of it in the White House that he can't pardon himself.
And family is what I have heard today.
I think he's
that he's not going to try and pardon him himself or his family.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not pardoning
his family. Don't you have to be charged with something? Or convicted before he can pardon you?
Like Nixon?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Nixon he wasn't charged with anything.
I guess not.
They were digging into his crimes when Ford said you're pardoned, right? So,
yeah. I mean, everybody knew it wasn't a question of did he. Right.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are, and well, this guy doesn't play by the rules, so I guess it doesn't matter.
No,
it makes no difference what the rules are.
He hasn't been the president for a couple months now. He hasn't done dick.
So we'll see how that goes. Need to be.
Well, good luck if you're trolling for a pardon. Mm-mm. Today's your best chance. Can you do that tomorrow too?
Up till noon
tomorrow. That's the official end.
Yeah. Is that the handoff at noon
on
the 20th?
Well, that's what's what's in the Constitution.
He's leaving.
Noon on the 20th.
We're not going to go with Tuberville and postpone things.
Boy, Alabama, come on, people. I know we all got stupid senators, but come on. He's the king of stupid.
As far as senators go, he probably leads the league.
He might be. We get some stupid guys out there, but yeah, that's pretty bad.
Most of the stupid people are in
Congress.
Yeah, House of Representatives.
Nick, you worried about
the nerve damage.
The nerve or whatever?
Heard nerve damage.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. It's very concerning.
You should be.
Yeah.
Because they look like, well, what I saw on Saturday.
Thanks for beating the Browns, by the way.
Or Sunday, nobody's beating the Packers. So they better step it up.
Well, and to make you feel better, Nick, I cannot substantiate that nerve damage thing on any legitimate news sources over
here. So it wasn't just a guy going off on Twitter than it was for us, at least so far. Okay.
Yeah. No, nobody legitimate is reporting that.
Right. Well, it was weird. We didn't see his head get hit in that actual hit when he, so that was kind of weird.
No, and he was brought down by his neck.
Right, he was brought by. That's why he was brought down by his neck.
So I saw his head get twisted.
Yeah,
but he got up all woozy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah, he looked.
Well, and you don't have to have contact to the head to get that brain to shake around in there.
No, you don't.
It's possible.
No, you don't. Of course it is.
Oh God.
And once you have one, you're more susceptible
to
more.
You're exactly right, Nick. I wish it would happen to Rogers, not your guy.
I wish it would happen to me.
Yeah.
I would be like, take my neck.
There's no constant source of information updating you about Patrick Mahomes?
I've been paying attention on Twitter, but nobody's. If there was any like actual news, I think it would be pretty widespread.
It would be. Of course it would be.
Yeah, my youngest started crying.
When he got hurt?
Yeah.
But they still won the game.
I had to be like, well, we got Chad Henne.
Yeah, well. It ended up working out. He runs for that first down. Well, he runs for almost the first down. That's an amazing run. And, of course, the next play was he had to throw that pass, and that took balls.
He pulled it off.
I was reminded way too much of Andy Reid's balls yesterday. I kept thinking, please stop making me think of Andy Reid's balls. It was everywhere. He's got balls. You got balls of steel. Andy Reid's balls. No, okay, stop it. I don't want to look at Andy Reid's balls.
Don't put those three words together anymore.
I know Nick does.
He keeps them in a pouch like that mask he wears.
He does.
I really think they're missing out on a marketing opportunity. If they're not selling the Andy Reid feed bag mask, like at the Chiefs store at Arrowhead or something.
I mentioned there was a chicken wing in that thing yesterday.
I think there was a whole chicken.
A couple days ago. I forgot yesterday was Monday.
Oh, you could get a whole block of cheese in there.
Yeah, I think there was more than one wing.
Well, there's some blue cheese in there and everything. You get a dip.
Celery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Side of fries.
Yeah, it's not an accident that thing's big enough to hold a snack.
No. I'm with you.
I read the other day that nobody throws the ball from the 1 yard line more than the Packers. Like 90 some percent of NFL teams will run if it's, you know, whatever in goal on the 1 yard line. And
a lot of times they run.
They're not afraid to throw it.
Well,
it comes down to
depends on who you got.
It comes down to third or fourth down. A lot of teams are throwing the ball there. You don't see them run like they used to anymore. Nobody's got fullbacks. Nobody blocks.
And to be fair, up until this year, the Packers generally haven't had a good run game, so I don't blame them.
But that's a whole metrics thing.
Oh, it is, yeah. Well, it's like you're down two scores, you score a touchdown, the numbers say you're supposed to go for two on the first touchdown.
Right. Who do you want to play, Nick, if the Chiefs win?
Oh, I haven't even thought about that.
For me, it's a win-win, that NFC Championship.
There's only two
game.
Choices.
I knew they were going to win, I would rather see Mahomes beat Brady in the Super Bowl just to kind of exercise that.
I think that'd be great. It'd be the best guy ever and then the best new guy. You know?
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good – I'm kind of hoping that happens too.
Well, either way, they get a Super Bowl.
But once again, if Rodgers beats Brady, that means he's out. So I'm just as happy. I'm happy in either one of that game. Now, in the Super Bowl, I'm rooting for the AFC.
But either way, the Super Bowl, you get the old, the old guard versus the new young gun storyline.
You do get that thing.
No matter how it shakes out.
You get Brady the best ever against Mahomes.
There's a big difference between Brady and Rodgers. And they don't have – Rodgers and Mahomes don't have as much personal history.
No, they don't.
Commercials.
But if it's Rodgers and Mahomes, who's Jake from State Farm rooting for?
Oh.
I think State Farm is just happy that it's happening.
Oh, yeah, they're just...
they don't have time to root for anyone. They're just sitting in the corner.
Oh, they're playing with themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. State Farm's the real winner if that happens. Yeah.
Pants optional this week.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in the office is... Oh! Yeah.
Here we come.
That works for two ways. Like monkeys, by the way.
Phil Spector passed away.
How many people had Phil Spector?
35 players had Phil Spector. He was 81. I didn't realize he was so old.
Well, he'd been in jail since, what, 03, 04?
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the players that had Phil Spector include, but are not limited to, Anita. We'll let her last name go. B. Beckman gets a hit, as does Big Dirty Sally. Casey Anthony and the Three Sotoms and Civility for You get a hit, like Colonel Potter in the 38th Parallel.
I like that.
Craig's great. Hard Count.
Hot.
And Cystic Fibrosis Roller Coaster all get hits.
That's a couple of hits, Phil Spector. At least
for them. Yeah.
Got to be a third-rate amusement park that has that ride.
Was that?
I think that's top rate.
Yeah. Is the one that has Nick's name in there? You gonna save that one?
Apparently.
Okay. I didn't know.
All right. I mean, we can do them all.
No, that's fine. You do what you got to do, brother. Whatever you want to do. Tease it. Mr. Skinlater. Tease it.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Coke and Pepsi not running ads during the Super Bowl this year. CBS charging $5.5 million for 30 seconds, and so companies say, well, you know, it's the coronavirus, and we don't have as much money.
Oh, I got it.
Coca-Cola said they are investing in the right resources during these unprecedented times. As for Pepsi, they are doubling down on their 12-minute halftime show, but aside from that, they aren't running any ads, I guess.
Who's the halftime show?
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Oh, that's just brutal.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. Not watching that.
The halftime show is not for football fans anymore.
Never has been. Or music fans either.
It's for people that don't watch football.
Or like music.
Right. It's to bring everybody else in.
Right. Yeah. Football fans are going to be watching no matter what. They don't have to cater to you for the halftime show.
Yeah, you know, that seems weird, though, because I think Pepsi and Coke have $5.5 million.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but they would run several ads.
They did. That's
They're
true.
Looking at, you know, 20, 30 million plus all the hype that they have to put into telling you that they're going to be on and showing you. That stuff.
So it's $5.5 million per spot.
Per 30 seconds.
Okay.
Well, yeah, then you have to pay for something to put in that spot. That makes sense.
Plus, I just saw that Pepsi threw up a bunch of money to LeBron. Like, for years, I guess he'd been a Coke guy.
Oh, they stole him away.
And they stole him away, and I'm guessing that wasn't cheap.
Nestle recalling over 762,000 pounds of pepperoni pizza Hot Pockets.
Oh, I saw this.
Glass and hard plastic were found inside. One person reported a minor oral injury. The recall is considered a class one, which means authorities believe this to be a health hazard situation where there is a reasonable probability that the use of the product will cause serious adverse health consequences or death.
You know, when you chow down on one of those things, and they are great, you probably wouldn't even tell there was anything in there. What was that? I don't know. It was really good.
That's right.
That was a piece of plastic.
It causes your ass to explode and your mouth to hurt when there's not glass in it.
Exactly.
Now the Hot Pockets are bad for you.
Yeah.
The packages say best before February of 2022. They were sold in the middle of November, the 13th through the 16th.
I would just assume that as molten hot as those fillings are when they come out of the microwave, that whatever's in there would just melt.
Yeah, you just eat melted plastic.
The glass or plastic would just dissolve.
That's true, too.
I love that their shelf life is over a year.
Yeah.
Hot Pockets never go bad.
Yeah, no.
That's a horrible last meal.
Well, it's all those.
If a Hot Pocket kills you?
I don't know. I bet there's some people that would love to go out that way.
I actually read that on Jim Gaffigan's Twitter feed. It's the first time I saw that. And, of course, he has a whole bit about Hot Pockets.
Several.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The brand new general manager of the New York Mets, Jared Porter, says he did send a lewd photo to a female reporter in 2016.
He owned it, huh? Well, how'd that come out?
I mean, like, how pants.
How did the reporter say, oh, you got that job, now I want to destroy you?
No.
How'd it come out?
Well, he did it in 2016.
Was she into
him?
In
2017, ESPN got dozens of texts that he had sent her, and then she just recently told ESPN that they could do the story with these text messages. She just recently gave them the go-ahead to go and do it. Let me read this instead of jumping around on all this
stuff. Check that out, by the way.
He sent more than 60 ignored messages.
I will not be ignored.
Before he sent an image of male genitalia.
60?
Well, you got to get her attention somehow.
This is all Brett Favre, man. He went all Brett Favre on her.
No, he didn't.
Did he have his Crocs on and show his junk?
No, he didn't. Right. It was a stock photo.
Oh, wasn't it? Oh, so he found bigger junk to send.
Of aroused male junk, not himself. In 2017, a year later, ESPN got dozens of texts that he had sent the foreign correspondent who'd moved to the United States to cover Major League Baseball. She's no longer in journalism. She recently consented to their release, saying she wants to prevent this from happening to someone else. He was with the Cubs at the time.
Of course he was.
And he apologized to the woman in a text in 2016 after she objected.
Did he lose his gig? Or the Mets going to keep him?
As of 9 minutes ago, yes.
Really?
I just got the little...
He lost his gig?
Yeah, they fired him.
Okay. Yeah. They don't need that headache.
No.
They can find another general manager that doesn't flash his junk.
He didn't,
but he sent somebody else's junk.
He just sent a stock photo.
Yeah.
It's still sexual harassment.
Well, that guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
She didn't respond to 60 text messages.
If you're going to send a penis, send your own, too, for that matter.
Yeah. He's probably working with, like, I don't know, like half a finger or something. He must be.
That's probably it.
Maybe like, oh, maybe she doesn't know I have junk. Maybe I need to send her a picture of genitalia so she realizes.
In this day and age, he's got to go. Especially because he hadn't been on the job yet. This is kind of a thing you could probably survive if you're already on the gig.
If they'd won.
Yeah.
Right.
If you have a track record of some kind.
You know what? We'll find somebody else that doesn't send stock photos to foreign correspondents.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. You know, it's a bunch of baseball guys.
Yeah.
Keep your junk in your pants. Can you imagine sending an unsolicited dink pic? Dink pic, whatever.
Well, you did that.
Sort of.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
She didn't ask for that.
Yeah. Oh, my wife did not. She didn't turn me in.
Yeah, but it was
safe. She called Jim, but Jim wouldn't fire me.
It was a safe recipient.
And she'd already agreed to better or for better or worse.
She had viewed that before, just not digitally.
That's true.
And when she called Jim, Jim said, just forward that to me. That was his request.
So I have some evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
We're going to have an internal investigation. I'm going to need all the evidence.
I hope Jim heard that live. Drive it in. This guy knew that was back there, too, when he got this gig. He knew it was just hanging there. Oh, man. Oh, man. You know?
Yeah.
What's he been doing since then, though? He's obviously been in baseball.
He was with the Cubs. He just recently went to the Mets.
Oh, okay. So the Cubs decided to keep him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, what you said, if he'd already had the job, they'd keep him.
Yeah.
He already had that job. They kept him.
All right. So the Ricketts family said, it's okay. No big deal. Send your junk out. Because that's who runs the Cubs.
He didn't send his junk out.
All right.
From now on, whatever you send, just
it's
send
still
one to
sexual
Pete.
Harassment.
It is.
Greg, all right.
Well, and apparently you have to disclose that at the interview.
Right.
That seems to be where this caught him.
Right.
Is he didn't tell him. And then it came out, and we got to fire you.
Yeah. What are your weaknesses? I don't know, sending pictures of balls to ladies that don't want them.
Cool balls, right, dude. But only after 60 texts. Yeah. Don't get answered.
That's creepy part.
Only after 60 texts don't get answered.
That's like I will not be ignored.
He drew a line in the sand.
60, 60 is long.
You don't answer me after 60 texts. I'm going to get serious.
You're trying to get back a boyfriend and girlfriend. You send 60 texts. That's overboard. But you're actually with that person. He'd never even been with this woman. He was just wanting to meet her, and he keeps sending her. That's freaky.
No, but he does have standards. He only sends stock footage. Well, how much do they have to ignore him for him to send a picture of his junk? That's got to be like 100.
Yeah, 100 texts.
100,
yeah.
And then you get one of my junk.
40 more texts, my junk's coming.
Right, she just held out. She'd have got the real thing. Instead,
ladies, remember that.
Instead of stop.
Hold out, you get the real thing. Don't answer that text right away. You hold out, you'll get the real thing.
I think there's a reason he's not sending a picture of his own.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's a swampy mess.
Well, he knows it's not impressive.
A swampy mess. All right. Send puss a dink pink.
Don't do that.
All right.
Tyler at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
All right, I'll share it with you there.
Stock footage only, please.
Oh, yeah. I don't want your real one. Yeah. Although it is somebody's real one, technically, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it belongs to somebody, but it's pretty anonymous.
It's not the GM.
You can go to our Twitter right now and see Naked Betty White. At least I picked out a tasteful shot. It's just her, she's facing forward, her butt's hanging out. By the way, it's not like last year. In her 20s.
Do we have any idea what year those were taken?
It's totally the 40s, because if she's 99 and it looks like she's in her early mid 20s in these, you do the math.
Yeah, she can't be more than 25.
Right. Mr. Skin a little later on. Nick's got nerve damage.
Still.
Yep. He might.
And I'm concerned about a quarterback.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.